Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive, and He's alive among those who love Him, and everybody's about to find out how alive He is. He loves us. Everything He do is motivated by His great love, and He shares His love with us, and we spread the gospel because of that love. The living love of Jesus. A man laid down his life for his friends, for us all. And I want as many people possible, every soul possible, to be saved. And we're effective when we choose the light. Every time you win in life, hear me good, every time you win in life, every time you become more healthy in life, every time you grow and do the things that you should and go against the negative grain, you're doing it in public and you're making a difference. Your everyday efforts of good decisions helps others see God's way. The man that goes to school and finishes and does well in his career, people notice that. Because everybody in their right mind knows it's not easy. And they become people of integrity. If they choose God's ways, if they choose God's path, if they continue to operate in the living love of God. And they grow from glory to glory. And their children see better. And people don't always appreciate it like they should. But it becomes outstanding. Some people take the negative road. They feel like people who go forward in life and do what's right are wasting their time. This is wickedness. But before it's over with, they're going to be begging from the people who do what they should do. I've seen it in so many ways. People that refuse the good and choose the evil, they end up begging from the good. Or trying to kill people to get gain. And now we're at the close of things. The Lord is getting ready to return, and He's going to take the earth over. The age of men is almost gone. And the Lord is about to rectify everything. Which means that He's going to get rid of people who work evil. These are serious times to live in. This is not a time to be neutral or to be on the enemy's side. This is a time to cherish the works of God, the love of God, the knowledge of God, and get to know Him. Some people's knowledge of God is just, they're going off slander. The enemy has slandered God, and they believe it. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said that the days will come, the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And people will believe the negative because they heard it before they were stable. One of the worst attacks on America, our God-fearing country, a woman wanted prayer out of school because she was an atheist. America was so, had become so backslidden that they went along with it. And then it grew worse. I was telling my daughter the other day, I said, when I was a child, you could go 5 or 6 miles from home. I'm talking about little children. Elementary age. And nobody, it was not a problem. You could go down the street to your friend's house and come home at lunchtime. Nobody would bother you. It was very rare that a child would get kidnapped. I said, but in the 80s, crack cocaine came out. And people stopped letting their children go far from the yard. You know, we lived in Zion City. We would ride our bikes all the way to East Lake Park. That's a good 4 or 5 miles from the house. And we would play and come back. You know, we didn't go down there often, but we went when we wanted to. Just had to let our parents know. And nobody bothered us. Ever. And somebody might try to bully you and take your bike and you beat them up, or you fight, continue going forward. But as far as adults, they didn't, you know, we didn't have a problem with people kidnapping people. But in the 80s, when crack cocaine came out, everything changed. You had people trying to get your kids on drugs and do all kind of things. And you had more abductions. And now you have human traffickers. So now you have to really, before Christ come back, the enemy is busy trying to destroy people, trying to destroy lives. But in the 50s and 60s, it was even better. Beside the racial tensions, people got along pretty good because they had a love for God. But wickedness was always apparent. It was always there. And you have to, the enemy, he thrives in ignorance. But when people go forward in the Lord and learn how to fight him, you know, my parents didn't know much about spiritual warfare, but they would pray. They knew that the devil was out there. But they never gave up. And I learned about spiritual warfare in the 80s, in the mid-80s. I got saved in 83 for myself. I got born again in 83. And I learned to fight Satan the year I got saved. Thanks to a brother of mine called Chris Lucas. He was the first person to teach me about authority. And then I learned about it from Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Charles Capps. And then I really learned about it in 1988 and 89, in those years. And I applied it, and it works. You have to fight back. God loves us. These are days you're just gonna have to you're gonna have to stand. You're gonna have to fight and resist the enemy. He's a factor. The world system is a factor. Evil men is a factor. And you have to follow through with the word of God in order to know God. You can't just know God by reading about him. You have to experience. You have to receive the knowledge of the word and act on it in your life. Your life must heal. If there's weaknesses, you have to, they can be strengthened. All your weak spots can be strengthened by the word of God. Your hurts, we covered that yesterday in the last broadcast. Forgive others. Use the love of God in you to help others grow. We're complete in Christ. We don't need anybody. We don't need the support systems we think we need. They are our luxuries. If you follow God, you don't need anybody for anything. God has a plan. If everybody fails, He can still continue strong with the plan he got for your life. It may look like you need a lot of people, but I've even seen ministers, they have a ministry that they're operating, and then they have a side ministry. See, everybody has the, we all share the responsibility of the ministry of reconciliation. If you're a pastor and the church won't follow God, you follow God. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, what can I do? What can I do from this point? If the people don't want to follow you, I still do. What do I do? And just do what God give you to do. He'll have you to work and do what you can for the people, and he'll give you something else that'll work. He's good that way. The people that, and you can't go by imaginations, how you think it should be. Just do what God say do, and it's already working. When you do what, that's the beauty of following God. When you obey him and just do what he say do, you gotta just know that it's working. It's working. It doesn't have to look like it. A pastor friend and I were talking, and he was frustrated because the people didn't do the things he thought that they should, or they weren't going forward in ministry like he thought that it should. Things weren't happening like he expected. I said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, nothing. Everything's they're doing, all, you know, they were living, but they weren't thriving like he wanted them to. I said, well, that doesn't mean your ministry is not effective. Sometimes it's what you don't see. I said, when you see people staying married, kids are not getting on drugs, people are finishing college, it's working. Now, things would be a whole lot better if everybody had a heart to know God. But that's just not the way it is. That's, people like that are rare. Unless you're in a place where people just love God. Unless they're, people have to be inspired to be that way. If the more pastors love God and enjoy that relationship with him, then some people will get on board. You know, some people, if they see it, they'll do it. In fact, the reason people don't walk on water is because they don't see people walking on water. But if people started walking on water, other people will start walking on water, starting with the young. They won't learn to doubt. They'll stop doubting. Same thing with healing. You know, I have no interest in walking on water, but healing, I need healing. So I had to learn about healing and receive the word of God, what the word said about healing. When I received it in my heart, I can walk and heal. Same thing with authority. I received the word of God concerning authority. And I walked in authority, and it works. The church I go to, children see people get healed all the time, and they expect it. They don't have a problem getting healed. Because they are around it, and they believe it. But when people are not around it, and they're not certain, and ignorant of the things of God, then doubt sets in. And it's harder to operate the word of God in those cases. Until they are around people that start thriving. That's why it's so important for us to win. You're not just winning for yourself, you're inspiring other people. You're showing the standards of God. Healing is a standard. Authority is a standard. Victory in life is a standard. And some people are just getting introduced to it. Now, if you go beyond all that, you use these things as a standard, as they were intended to be. And I know people struggle with these things because they were in the dark for so long. Even Christian people. There are men who taught people wrong. They taught error. And it's hard to get straight again after you've been taught wrong. You're below the zero line. Now you got to unlearn all the junk that you've learned and then see God for who he is and get above the zero line. That's hard to do. Unless you yield to, if you learn to yield to the Lord and let the word charge your heart. You have to read the word as a student. You have to see the Lord differently. Whatever Jesus did, you have to say, I can do that. He's the standard. He always was. Don't do what man always did. Do what God always did. If you can do what God always did, you'll win. That's what the people who operate in the word of God in victory, that's what they do. They just do what God always did. And they learn, and they stop doing what man always did. Man always turned his back on God. And people like that can't learn the truth of God's word. They can't learn it and experience it. It's time now to stop tailgating. I'm not talking about the tailgate parties. I'm talking about driving behind people that don't know where they're going. And start driving behind God who knows where he's going. Do what Jesus did. Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. Do what he did. He's the standard. Do the word. The word is Jesus. Do what you learn from the Holy Spirit. He's the guide. He will help you do what God does. So you can have the success you need and stop tailgating, driving behind people that don't know where they're going and are wrong. If you're in Alabama going to Louisiana, you don't go east. It's time now to go forward in the Lord and not backwards. See, a lot of times churches spend time proving healing, proving authority, proving faith, proving all these standards. Now take the standards and do something. Following God is the next step. If you get the standards under your belt, now go forward and follow God. Some people gonna die preaching standards. They're doing better than churches that don't, that teach error. But God has more to do and accomplish. If you go on to know the Lord, you'll be able to use the standards and do his will and finish what he has intended you to do. You are created for a glorious purpose. And the Lord can take the standards that you've taken time to learn about and apply. See, everything that God wants me to do, I use the standards. I use authority, healing. I use the ability to grow in the Lord. I change my opinions all the time as I study the Word of God. I feed my heart the Word of God. And I learn as I do. I charge my heart with his word. He knows what's down the road. He knows what I'm entering into. He knows the phase of ministry that I'm entering into. And I'm always current as I receive the word of God in my heart. See, that's where your faith comes from. Faith don't come from just hearing and hearing the word. The reason that it comes from hearing and hearing of the word, because eventually, if you keep hearing the word, you're going to receive some of it. And if you, whatever part you've received, that's where you're going to be able to operate in faith. If all you have faith for is knowledge of the standards, you'll be able to operate in the standards to a certain point, according to the way you measure it. But you use those standards to get God's will done. What good is authority, learning about authority and believing in it, and not using it to do God's will? Sometimes people take the standards and try to make their life comfortable. They're not trying to go forward with what God has given them to do. They put that on the back burner. They turn things around. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. There are anointed people that's doing nothing. They quit their, they have an anointing, but they don't use it. And they let themselves get too weak. They're just trying to make it. They're bogged down with problems and they can't bear fruit because they have the anointing, but they don't use it. And they allow limitations to continue. It's time now to go forward. Stop all that. Learn and grow and go forward in the Lord. Because God has too much to do. If you're not in a position where you're using your anointing, that's not good. That's something to seek the Lord about. Go back and start doing what, go back to the last thing He told you to do and start being faithful. And it'll start working again. Or you're going to be messed up. Jesus will have come back and you will have done nothing. And many people are in that condition. They let other things be more important than what God gave them to do. And then the people around you, help them heal. See, people that are weak, they cause you, their persuasion is to get this, let's put this fire out. They always have a problem because they're hard-headed. They won't listen and they're not learning. So when people are like that, they always have an issue. They always have a situation. And if you don't fix this situation, you don't love me. That's the mindset. Instead of just seeking first the kingdom of God, a lot of things will be solved because you'll be on a learning path. You'll be learning and learning and growing, and you'll avoid the problems. Every year I have to build engines for people that won't check their oil. And I like building engines. It keeps me sharp. I like doing it. But I'm going to start charging a whole lot more for it. Especially when it's negligence. Because if you would do the minor things, you won't have the major things. Major problems are not necessary. But following God is. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.